Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for December 2025. It's titled, True Faith Continues. Apostasy departs from the faith, whereas a true saving faith continues. A key verse that defines the spirit of apostasy is found in 1 John 2:19, which reads, They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. If they had been of genuine faith, they would have continued. But their departure from the faith community proves openly that they never really had a true saving faith. After dealing with the real concern of apostasy in Hebrews 10, the writer then says, Hebrews 10, 38 and 39, Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, that is, damnation, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Well, this provides the springboard into the Hall of Faith chapter of Hebrews 11. Chapter 11 begins with a definition of faith, followed by various illustrations of it. Hebrews 11:1, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The key to understanding faith is to properly understand the New Testament definition of hope. Faith is the essence of things hoped for. Hope is a certain expectation that God will, in the future, bring to pass what he has promised. It rests on the bare word of God for the fulfillment of what he has promised. It takes God at his word for that which is not yet realized. The writer then proceeded to give a series of faith examples from the Old Testament that serve to illustrate the nature of true faith that pleases God. Hebrews 11 presents the following traits regarding faith. Faith takes God at his word. Faith continues to believe God, no matter the circumstances. Faith continues believing to the end that there will be a fulfillment of God's promise, even if it awaits the afterlife. The patriarchs all died in faith, not having received the promises. Hebrews 11:13. Example after example is given in which, by faith, they did this or that. However, as we come to the end of this great chapter on faith, the writer again says, And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. Hebrews 11:39. This illustrates an enduring hope, a confident expectation that God would yet fulfill his promise, even though that would take place beyond their life experience in the here and now. Faith continues. It does not apostatize. Even in death, hope continues. That is the essence of true God-honoring faith. God has prepared an eternal homeland for those who have this kind of faith. Hebrews 11:13-16. Thought. Jesus said, If you continue in my word, you are really my disciples. John 8:31. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.